Well, Dakota, I think you're absolutely right. I remember the same thing. It started out at hogs got out of a ranch somewhere, and you know, started spreading out and multiplying. Then after that, you know, it was a big thing for quite a while, and it supposedly spread out a ways there. But I don't know if people has took care of it immediately or what's going on with that. And the yotes, yeah, it's getting bad. 2010, I was up in the UP there hunting with a friend. And it was incredible the amount of yotes up there at night. They started out, it was one pack. There had to be 100 of them in this pack kind of thing. And, you know, everybody blames wolves, you know, bringing back the wolves is wiping out the deer, but nobody's, you know, mentioning the yotes kind of thing. It was getting so bad they were having tournaments to try to take out the yotes. And then the tree huggers got involved and started screaming and crying, and they made the tournaments illegal. So, you know, it's getting out of control. We're going to have to end, it's going to end up like the 50s when the federal government put a bounty on them, knocked them back down, and you know, there's been nothing ever since. So they're coming back with a fury again. Sean.
Yep, yeah, that one's, you know, and that one there gets a little sympathy from the for the PETA crowd, you know, when their little French pool gets taken away, you know, and all of a sudden they realize there's a problem. So, I mean, I doubt the PETA crowd's going to be in favor of thinning the herd, but at least a lot of the people that might be, like, against something like that, a culling of sorts, you know, yeah, let your little poodle get eaten. And that's a real problem, and then we'll see if you're so gung ho on just letting them run wild. But back to the hogs. I remember that too. I remember there was a farm that had a breach, and they were all worried about that and everything. But I also seem to vaguely remember some sightings. That I remember watching that real closely. Really being worried about that. Because you know, those things, they ruin other hunting, you know. And I remember hearing of some reports up in the Thumb. And I remember we were all kind of like, no, really? And, you know, and I don't know how accurate they were or if it was just a one-of or a not a good sighting. But I just seem to recall there was a few reports, like, you know, in like the Thumb. And does anybody remember that? Sutton's telling me that was the case, because that kind of freaked me out when I heard they were that close already.